You're listening to the 250th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We are on our third round speaking about this pasuk, Bitach el Hashem b'chol libecha, trust to Hashem with all your heart. V'aminascha al tishayin. And don't rely on your own intellect, on your own intuition. Don't rely on your own mind. The Reishis Chachma says, V'roi l'daktik b'zeh akasuv sh'ene yetzeh k'ma sh'nechnos. It's notable that the pasuk starts off with a lashon of bitachon, and it ends off with a different type of language. Kinichnas b'lashon bitachon, yatsa b'lashon hishanus. Like we pointed out last time, it starts out with bitachon, which means full confidence, full trust in Hashem, and it ends in a lashon of don't lean on your own intellect. What is the difference between bitachon and leaning? Ezekiel bitachon ma'ar chizuk gadol b'avtachas b'avtacha b'chol leib b'chol nefesh. The concept of bitachon, here's a definition. It means I'm completely, completely trusting in Hashem. I'm strengthening myself with a promise, with all my heart and all of my soul. That's how we have to depend on Hashem. With all of our heart, with all of our soul. Omnam ha'yishanus hi madrega p'chusa mi'bitachon. But leaning is a lower level than of bitachon. They leaned on something which was a faulty stick. So leaning on something can easily, that thing could break. We can say like this, the Shlomo Melech is coming to, I don't want to say the word exaggerate, but he's trying to accentuate the matter. That's why he's exhorting us that the person and all of his actions that he will do, don't depend on your mind. All of your bitachon, all your faith, all of your heart, all your soul, directed to Hashem. It means to say, strengthen yourself. Huge, huge dependence. What does bitachon mean? The word bitachon in modern Hebrew, bitachon, means security. You feel secure. Hold on, there's a lot of bugs here. Amnam, Amar binascha al tishayin. But it says, don't depend, don't lean on your wisdom. Don't even lean on it at all. Your mind. Don't even have a weak type of bitachon in your own mind. This is an appropriate piece of advice, general advice, for all matters of the human being. Whether it's in a person's actions, or whether it's in a person trying to attain whatever he needs in this moment. Brings here on the bottom, in a note, continuation. Continues like this. It shouldn't be a question to you, says, or maybe the psukim say, I'm not sure what he's referring to, but in other places, we find that putting in efforts does seem to have an effect. You're not supposed to not do any ishtadlus, according to this opinion. Chazal say, you might think that you should just sit around and do nothing, but then Chazal say that's not what we do. It's not saying that you shouldn't do any efforts. It's not saying that you shouldn't show up to be God's messenger even for yourself. It's something good and appropriate. The approach needs to be, I'm never ever believing that the efforts that I am putting in are the things that are producing the results that I desire. Brings here from the Moray Naim. B'chlal ha'emuna, she'yamin ha'adam, included in the concept of faith is that a person should believe ki kol asiyos v'atzlachosav, that everything that he does and all of his successes, akol tali bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything depends on Hashem. Lo yomer ha'adam v'chachmasi u'tvunasi yasisi lizos. A person should not say, with my great wisdom and my great intuition I did this. Kvashakosav, like the pasuk says, as a warning of danger, don't make this mistake. Vomarta, that it was my great strength, my great prowess, my great wisdom that brought about this great success. Pasuk tells us, remind yourself always, Hashem is the one who gives you the power, the strength to succeed. Tirgem Unkelus. Unkelus explains, Hashem is the one who puts the idea in your mind of which piece of property to buy. This is the matter that we spoke about. That even the wisdom, the concept, the advice of how to make money, to gain wealth, Hashem is the one who puts the idea in one's mind. Hey, do this. Invest in this property. Invest in this stock. Or when Hashem, heaven forbid, desires, so he'll take the wisdom away. Make them foolish. To do a foolish thing, to invest in the wrong investment. Person can lose his wealth if that's Hashem's will. So never think, if Mirtz Hashem were all on the positive sides of things, never ever think that it's my own great wisdom, but rather it's Hashem who's guiding my mind. Brings here from the Benuyas Beromo. Kol mi shemishtadol imtzichei v'enei b'nei adam ibaldei hakel yisborach. Anybody who tries to find grace in the eyes of human beings without trying to get Hashem's help in the matter, lo yitachin lo mehem aratzan mechuvan ilav. So it's not likely, or it's impossible for him to get what he really desires. People will just think he's a flatterer. He's just trying to get on my good side to get something out of me. Lo yia roya tzlam lemius v'lignus. He thinks that he's going to get some advantage, but all he's going to end up with is they're going to think negatively of him. They're going to think poorly of him. He's just a pariah. Eladerech hanachinu b'tach l'Hashem b'chol ibecha. The correct way is trust in Hashem with all of your heart. Your intention should be to do the will of Hashem alone, to do the will of the Creator. Pasuk says, and to your wisdom, actually I think it's ve'al binoscha, no, it's ve'al binoscha. Interesting, it says, p'tach el Hashem, trust to Hashem, and don't lean to your wisdom. Don't think that you're going to use your intuition and your wisdom. Even you might be smart, and you might have intuition, you might have life experience, but don't use that as your weapon or your tool, that people will admire you and think you're so wise. The end of this all is that when a person does that, when a person tries to employ his wisdom in order to seemingly get what he wants, or to prove to others that he's worthy, perhaps, of support or of material bounty, so he just ends up with a piece of charis in his hand, a piece of earthenware. Earthenware breaks easily. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf and Beis, when there's a Torah scholar who is interacting with an Ama Aretz, an ignoramus, a person who doesn't truly appreciate spirituality and spiritual attainments. So, at first, when the Talmud Chacham is independent and makes it clear that he doesn't need anything from the ignoramus, he's not looking for his money, he's not looking for respect. So, then the Talmud Chacham, the wise person, looks like a golden vessel. But the Gemara, it says a progression of what happens as the Talmud Chacham starts to butter up the ignoramus, starts to try to get out of him whatever he needs, whatever he thinks he needs, whether it's wealth, money, or prestige. So the result is that as he ends up eating together with the ignoramus, he no longer has the respect of that person. He ends up like a broken earthenware vessel. He brings here from the Kol Ben Levi. Ubiuro, explaining our pasuk betach el Hashem, trust to Hashem with all your heart, and don't, lean on your wisdom. Ubiuro dehine al pi roiv. The explanation is that, generally speaking, hasarim yiderech ha-Torah yomru shechreach hazman v'doichak ha-parnasa aviyam li-dekach. Why does a person turn away from the path of Hashem? Why does a person take away his focus from spiritual matters? What is it that leads a person astray from the Torah, from dedication to learning? It's because a person says, I gotta make money. I need to provide for my family. I need to have a livelihood. The truth is that this comes from a lack of faith and bitachon. A person doesn't have enough confidence in Hashem. Right? Why am I heading off into the work world? Why am I heading off away from the Daf Gemara, away from the Torah, away from spiritual pursuits? Because I say, look, I gotta take care of my family, and it's true. But I forgot that there's someone who really takes care of my family, and that someone is Hashem. That's why the pasuk is telling us, direct your faith to Hashem. Sheteta shakol bashkocha nifla. You need to know that every single thing is, there's incredible hashkocha, incredible divine providence. Hashem is looking after us. Hashem is taking care of us. Hashem, there's nothing stopping him from providing for us. Deita shakocha shel adam hu hevelav olam. You need to know that the human being's strength, what seems to be my power and my ability to make money or whatever it is, it's vanity of vanities. It's a mirage. Don't depend on your wisdom. Don't lean on your wisdom. Your wisdom says, your intuition says, well, I gotta do this. I gotta take care of my family. I gotta worry about my livelihood. Alti shoyin. Don't depend on this, Vader Rabba. Other way around. Behold, rakacha shetelech. In all of your paths that you go, da'eu, know him. Know Hashem. Sheteida rak derech ha-Torah. Only go on the path of Torah. Follow this path. Hu yashar chesecha. Hashem will straighten your paths. Sheyazid chadarachim shalay yadata. Hashem will give you your needs in ways that you didn't expect, that you didn't know about, that you wouldn't have fathomed, you wouldn't have even thought of yourself. Alti chacham beinecha. Don't be too wise in your own eyes. K'meshamer David ani behemoy sayisi imcha. Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter Ayin Gimel Chav Beis, Perek, chapter 73, pasuk 22. He says, "I was like an animal with you. I was like an animal." What does that mean? Shnichashiv mamish kebehema b'avanas hanogas alamecha. An animal has no concept. If you have an animal, I've been out in the fields, and I've seen the way that the sheep are led by their shepherd. They have no mind of their own. They just follow after. They're just followers. Right? Like sheep to the slaughter. It's because they just go wherever they're led. Right? So, David HaMelech is saying, I'm like a sheep. I'm like an animal. I've turned off my mind. I've turned off my intellect. When I try to understand, as regards trying to understand the way that a person can get along in this world. And you will know one thing. Yiras Hashem v'sur meira, which is a pasuk later, I think. Right? Our pasuk is pasuk hey. Two pasukim later, it says, fear Hashem and turn away from evil. That's the only thing that you need to do. All I need to do if I want to succeed in life is fear Hashem and turn away from evil. Focus on spirituality. The only thing that a human being has a right to claim as his own ability to do is fearing heaven. Reminding myself that everything in my life is from Hashem. Reminding myself that everything that goes on, for good, for not, it's all from Hashem. That's Yiras Shamayim. Fear of heaven. How can I fulfill Hashem's will? How can I do the Ratzon HaBayri? When you go in this way, which, as we explained two podcasts ago, this pasuk means there's going to be a cure for your stomach. What's your stomach? What is the concept of your stomach in this context? This is the center of the body. The center of the body is the stomach. The entire strength of the human being is dependent upon one stomach, right? You eat, your body processes the food, and that's how you have strength. So, the Torah, the fear of heaven, turning away from evil, these are the things that give us the true strength. We think it's the food we eat. We think it's the parnasa, the livelihood that we make. No. It's a spiritual axiom. K'dechsev v'ayinai b'shriri, b'shriri bitnoi. A person's strength, Pasuk says in Eiv, a person's strength is in the muscles of his stomach. Pasuk says that the Torah, spirituality, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fearing God, trusting in Hashem completely, these are the things that give the marrow of our bones, give us that marrow, give us that strength within our bones. The phraseology here refers to the fact that when a person has that moisture within his bones, so the person is filled with joy. He's filled with rest, with serenity and joy. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, it's worth seeing those psukim over there. Psukim in the context say that a person has to be careful. Person has to be careful. Where is the salvation? It doesn't just come in empty service of Hashem. It comes in caring about others. That's what the psukim say over there. Check out the beginning of the 58th chapter of Isaiah, Yeshaya Perek Nun Ches. So here it says that in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says that a person, when they are involved in chesed, when they are involved in caring about others, when they are bringing poor people into their homes, and they're giving tzedakah, giving charity, so that strengthens the bones, right? We talk about chilut tzatzamos in the Rish Chodesh Pensing. What is chilut tzatzamos? The strengthening of the bones. So Rashi there on the Pasuk says it means that the bones become like chalutzei tzava. They become like the ones who go out in war, those who are brave, those who have strength, those who have, they have the wherewithal to fight. So a person who focuses on spiritual matters, that's what the pasuk is talking about. The spiritual matters, the giving away of oneself, the chesed that a person does, the tzedakah that a person does, it strengthens a person's bones. And I would say that it takes me out of my own false thinking, my own kaychi b'yotzim yadi, right? Why would I not give tzedakah? Because I say, I worked hard for this money. Why should I give it away? But that's the non-bitachon thinking. That's the mind that says, hey, I gotta hoard it all for myself, make sure I have it, take care of it, because I'm the one who's doing it. But the one who has the correct perspective, the spiritual perspective, understands that it's not me that's doing it. It's not my money. Maybe I'm a steward over the money. Maybe Hashem has given me this money for me to provide for my needs, but I need to share with others as well. The ability to give to others, to give tzedakah, etc., is that which strengthens a person's bones. And then what's the result? The end of the pasuk, then what happens is that we become like an irrigated garden. An irrigated garden is a place of tremendous growth, of tremendous beauty, of tremendous providing for all of our needs. It's counterintuitive. I give away, and yet I get. And the answer is, it is actually spiritually intuitive. I give away my own mind. I give away my own thinking. I give away my own version of reality. All of the Yitzhar, which is all about separation, thinking that I'm separate from others. I'm separate from Hashem. And I get into the real reality, which is that I'm connected to everyone, and I'm connected to Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.